朋友们，大家好，今天是9月16号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。阿联酋和以色列星期二在白宫签署亚伯拉罕协议，开启外交正常关系。此外，上周答应与以色列签署和平协议的巴林也到白宫参加仪式。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄杨毅的报道。
8月13号在白宫当中宣布将会签署和平协议之后，9月15号，以色列以及阿联酋的代表来到白宫，在白宫的南面草坪上签署了亚伯拉罕协议。那么呢，在过去的几天，以色列、阿联酋以及巴林王国的代表都已经先后抵达华盛顿。以色列总理内塔尼亚胡下榻白宫旁边的布莱尔国宾馆。特朗普总统在15号的上午，先在椭圆形办公室当中与巴林王国的外交部长本拉虚德阿勒赞雅尼，还有阿联酋的外交暨国际合作大臣本扎耶德阿勒纳哈扬，以及以色列的总理内塔尼亚胡各自举办了双边的会谈。而参加的美国官员包括了副总统彭斯、国务卿蓬佩奥、财政部长姆努钦、白宫资深顾问库什纳以及白宫幕僚长梅朵斯。亚伯拉罕协议的签署仪式在白宫的南草坪上进行。那么在仪式当中呢，特朗普总统说
Israel, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain will establish embassies, exchange ambassadors and begin the cooperate and work together so strongly to cooperate as partners across the broad range of sectors.From tourism to trade and healthcare to security, they're going to work together. They are friends. The Abraham Accords also opened the door for Muslims around the world to visit the historic sites in Israel and to peacefully pray at Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the third holiest site in Islam.
阿联酋与以色列建立了外交关系后，将会对伊朗形成压力。因为阿联酋与伊朗只有一个海湾之隔，如果以色列借由阿联酋的空军基地对伊朗核设施发动攻击，将会对伊朗造成威胁。以色列总理内塔尼亚胡在今天的签署仪式上呢，先是感谢特朗普总统，那么接着说，这个协议将会促成和平。
And the blessings of the peace we make today will be enormous. First, because this peace will eventually expand.To include other Arab states, and ultimately, it can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all.
阿联酋是继1979年的埃及，还有1994年的约旦之后，第三个与这个以色列关系正常化的国家。巴林在上个星期五9月11号也宣布愿意跟以色列关系正常化。特朗普总统15号在椭圆形办公室当中说，除了巴林王国之外，另外还有5个国家有意跟以色列关系正常化。阿联酋的外交大臣本扎耶德阿勒纳哈扬在致辞当中也特别表示，这个地方将会促进中东地区的和平。我们看一下他在白宫是怎么说的。
The United Arab Emirates believes that the role of the United States in the Middle East is positive.And this belief is evidenced by the accord that we are signing today at the White House, for which you have taken the lead, and will remain a beacon in human history for all peace-loving people around the world. And as for us in the United Arab Emirates, this accord will enable us to continue to stand by the Palestinian people and realize their hopes for an independent state within a stable and prosperous region.This accord builds upon previous peace agreements signed by Arab nations with the State of Israel. The aim of all these treaties is to work towards stability and sustainable development.
他所提到的这个阿拉伯国家协议呢，就是在2002年的阿拉伯国家阿拉伯和平倡议。那么这个是由包括阿联酋等10个阿拉伯国家联盟签署，并且在2007年以及2017年2度重新背书。以色列总理内塔尼亚胡曾经在2015年短暂接受倡议，但是在2017年则表示不接受。根据阿拉伯和平倡议，阿拉伯国家与以色列关系正常化的前提包括以色列必须接受巴勒斯坦在其领土上建立独立主权的国家，以东耶路撒冷为首都，而西岸以及加沙地区要以1967年6月4号时候的为准。以色列军队必须要撤出戈兰高地等等。 不过内塔尼亚胡在宣布与阿联酋的和平协议之后呢，则再度的表示以色列不会放弃并吞西岸土地的计划。而在阿联酋宣布与以色列关系正常化之后，巴勒斯坦表示惊讶以及愤怒，说他们一直被蒙在鼓里，并且召回驻阿联酋的大使。星期二上午呢，特朗普总统在椭圆形办公室当中说，正在与巴勒斯坦协商。而签约仪式进行的时候呢，在白宫的外面则有大约50个不同的团体在进行抗议活动。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期二表示，美国需要确保基于规则的制度。他还说，中国共产党用来建立霸权的核心工具就是广大的中国市场。他让一些唯利是图的商人忘记中共对于人权的侵犯。下面我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
延续几个月来的基调，美国国务卿蓬佩奥阐述美国对中东、欧洲以及对华政策。他多次提到民主、人权以及国家安全等美国的核心价值。美国总统特朗普执政之后，寻求建设性、重结果的对华关系，这个立场没有改变。
Well, the outcome, of course, that we're seeking is to ensure that the rules-based system that has benefited not only the United States of America, but freedom-loving peoples all around the world is the dominant force for the next century, for the century that we're in as well. That's the objective set.
寻求对等原则的公平贸易是美国总统特朗普上台之后所推动的重点议题之一。高级美国政府官员表示，在拓展双边贸易关系的同时，不该忽略人权。
The central threat that the Chinese Communist Party, the central tool that the Chinese Communist Party has used to build out its hegemonic capacity is its economic might, its power, the power of a market of 1.4 billion people, where it can suck in American businesses to do the most outrageous things and just tell the Chinese, that's okay, you can get away with human rights violations in your country, we're going to take a pass.
上个月中旬，蓬佩奥访问欧洲期间，与斯洛文尼亚签约不使用中国 5G 供应商。星期二，这位美国首席外交官表示，他相信成本划算、可信赖的西方供应商将可成为中国华为的有效竞争对手。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国国土安全部星期一针对中国新疆的产品发布了5项禁止进口的暂扣令，称这些产品涉及强制劳动生产。
特朗普政府星期一搁置了从中国新疆地区进口棉花和番茄产品的广泛禁令，同时宣布对5项具体产品实行更严格的禁令。美国国土安全部代理常务副部长肯尼斯·库奇内利表示，针对棉花、纺织品、服装、发制品和电脑配件的新的暂扣令，目的在于打击中国对被拘留的新疆维吾尔穆斯林的强迫劳动行为。库奇内利在海关与边境保护局发表的声明中说，通过采取这一行动，国土安全部正在打击非法和不人道的强制劳动，它是一种现代奴隶制，被用来生产中国政府试图出口到美国的商品。当中国试图把这些货物输入我们的供应链时，这也对美国工人和商界造成不利。他说，特朗普总统和本部已经并将永远把美国工人和商界放在第一位，并保护美国公民避免参与这些恶劣的践踏人权行为。中国外交部发言人汪文斌星期二在北京的例行新闻发布会上表示，美国的行动违反了国际贸易规则，破坏全球产业链、供应链和价值链。美国之音新闻报道。
美国驻华大使布兰斯塔德宣布即将卸任，并且于10月返回美国。虽然大使在总统一个任期结束后卸任的例子并不少见，但是布兰斯塔德为何选择在美国大选前一个月返回家乡，其中的原因引起猜测。布兰斯塔德曾经担任23年的爱奥华州州长，曾与他共事多年的同事猜测，布兰斯塔德可能希望在这样的时候，借助他在中西部深厚的民意基础，为特朗普的连任以及共和党人的国会竞选助力。
I think this allows Governor Branstad to come back to Iowa and to the U.S. and do some involvement in the president's reelection campaign, particularly in the Midwest. And and nothing major was going to happen with China relations over the next 60 days anyway. I think Governor Branstad will be a, will be an, a pro-Trump supporter in the campaign. And he's, Governor Branstad's well respected, particularly in Iowa, and Iowa's a swing state. And as much as anything, I think it allows Governor Branstad to probably get involved with Joni Ernst, the senatorial campaign, which is a very close race in Iowa. And is one of the key races on whether or not the Senate stays Republican or flips to Democrat.
布兰斯塔德接受大使任命时，便肩负了促进两国经贸关系、为美国农民发声的使命。在过去两年多的时间里，他也在美中贸易谈判中扮演了重要的角色。爱奥华农业界人士认为，第一阶段贸易协议是布兰斯塔德大使任内的重要成就之一。他在整个贸易战的过程中，很好地担任了信使的角色。
His knowledge is rooted in agriculture. And he carried that with him to China and to the ambassadorship. And I think he was a calming voice, especially during a really rocky time and maybe some trade relations and tensions between the two world's largest economies. And I think he brought that level head to the table, especially when he helped broker that China, U.S.-China phase one deal. So I think that's something that he'll certainly hang his hat on, something that we're very thankful that he was able to usher in and get across the finish line. And look forward to seeing the progress as it continues to unfold.
美国国务院负责亚太地区事务的助理国务卿史达伟星期二指责中国对东南亚国家粗暴横行、缺乏真诚，并且再次强调了美国维持在这一地区存在的重要性。另一方面，美国联邦调查局还有网络基础设施安全局警告说，与中国国安局有关联的黑客正在针对美国联邦机构发起攻击。
在马尼拉的一场在线新闻发布会上，史达伟列举了中国在东南亚地区与邻国的主权争端、对香港亲民组织的压迫，以及建在湄公河的水坝威胁下游国家的供水链。他还表示，美国认为中国在南中国海水域的主权声索是非法的，并强调说这些争端应当通过和平的方式以对话解决。 史达伟称，美国会坚定地维持在该海域的存在，以防止不受欢迎以及必定起不到帮助的军事冒险主义。他表示，美国并不看好中国能积极帮助并尊重东盟国家的主权，但他同时也称，美国不要求东盟国家在美国和中国当中选边站。在日前发出的一份建议中， 美国联邦调查局和网络基础设施安全局表示，与中国国安部门有联系的黑客正从中国境内通过可从商业渠道获取的信息和开人的波采工具进行针对美国政府机构的网络行动。这份建议敦促用户和管理员全力维护漏洞修补流程，防止攻击的成功实施。而如果不及时维护，黑客甚至不需要开发出专门的木马程序，也不需要利用网络中现已存在的位置薄弱处就可以发起攻击。白宫正在审查美国公司甲骨文与中国公司字节跳动的合作提案，这将决定抖音海外版 TikTok 能否继续在美国运营。此外，这项交易还需要获得中国政府的批准。来看报道。
抖音海外版 TikTok 选择了甲骨文公司作为其美国的技术伙伴，此举可以帮助这款大受欢迎的视频分享软件继续在美国运营。白宫顾问库什纳周二表示，白宫正在审核甲骨文和中国公司字节跳动的合作提案。丹·艾文斯是韦德布什证券公司的总经理，他说这笔买卖会从投资者的角度帮助到甲骨文公司，同时也能让 TikTok 在美国继续运营下去。微软公司星期天宣布，其收购 TikTok 美国业务的提案遭到拒绝，这个科技巨头从竞争名单中退出。艾文斯说， TikTok 的母公司字节跳动拒绝将软件的核心算法囊括到交易协议中去，这些算法会决定用户在没有选择关注其他用户或是说明他们的喜好之前会看到哪些视频。
There was an ultimatum to sell it.
But I think what ultimately happened is that once China got involved, really put a poison pill in the deal for the algorithm not to be sold. It's all about making sure the data does not go to China and their security issues. Oracle will now be a repository and really control of that data, which could ultimately make the White House and Trump sleep better at night, given that was the big issue here, although it still has not been approved by the White House.
特朗普政府曾威胁要在9月20日禁止 TikTok, 并要求其母公司字节跳动出售美国业务，称其中国所有权存在危害国家安全的风险。美国政府担心用户数据会被传送给中国政府。抖音海外版否认存在危害国家安全的隐患。现在尚不清楚这份提案是否仅涵盖抖音海外版的美国业务。如果是这样，那么美国业务会如何与这个风靡全球的社交媒体软件的其余部分分割开来，仍有待观察。美国之音为您报道。
中国制造的无人机带来的国家安全隐患引发了越来越多的关注。2020年国防授权法案禁止美国政府部门使用或者采购中国的无人机系统。与此同时，专家警告说，中国无人机制造商巨头大疆可能进一步成为美国政府关注的对象。
So a small drone, is very affordable for most folks. That's really the case that I see, at least with DJI, is that with government subsidizing, DJI really got out front quite quickly, and developed their products, much quicker, than anybody else really had a chance to do.The biggest piece is I'm going to take that mobile device that I'm using to fly my drone, but then I'm also going to connect that back to my government network. And that's where the cybersecurity issue comes from.
And by law, the CCP mandates that any company has to divulge, give every bit of that data to the Chinese government. And so for us to believe that data is not being used in a nefarious way is going back to the rattlesnake analogy. You're trying to stick your hand in the sand and avoid it. And so what we are doing right now and what the government is looking at doing is how does DJI play in the big scheme of things, and are they a nefarious actor?If DJI is in fact directly tied to the actions against the Uyghurs, we can make that linkage and actually put them on the entities list. And that would have a much bigger impact on their ability to sell products in the United States and their ability to work in and around the commerce faculties of the United States.
Finding that our customers want two things. They want a drone that provides high levels of autonomy. It's got to fly itself. And they want drones that provide high levels of security. I want to know where my data goes and where it doesn't go. Skydio checks both of those boxes, and Chinese incumbent manufacturers do not.
中国和欧盟周一进行对话，欧盟领导人以及中国国家主席习近平就双边的经贸关系、气候变化、人权、疫情还有经济复苏等议题进行了讨论。欧盟领导人敦促中国改善香港、新疆还有西藏的人权。下面我们来看美国之音记者江静玲的报道。
原定在德国莱比锡举行的中欧峰会，因为新冠疫情的关系，本周一以线上方式举行。欧盟官员在会议中向中方提出了香港、新疆以及西藏等人权问题。而此外呢，欧盟官员也要求要能够到新疆和西藏进行考察。另一方面，在投资问题上，欧盟则向中国表示不再让中国占便宜。那么欧盟跟中方的交易必须是公平而且对等的一个竞争方式。本次中欧峰会是由目前担任欧盟主席的德国总理默克尔、欧洲执委会主席冯德莱恩以及欧洲理事会主席米歇尔和中国国家主席习近平通过视讯召开的。本次峰会的焦点除了中欧双方已进行了七年谈判的投资协议外，人权也是各界密切关注的议题。峰会上，欧盟领袖向习近平表达了中国经贸投资环境的不公平，尽管双方都期盼能在今年底达成中欧贸易协议，但欧盟表达了协议必须奠基在公平对等和更平衡的竞争环境中。欧洲理事会主席米歇尔表示，欧盟不会再被占便宜。他说，欧盟要做竞技者，而非他人的竞技场。欧盟执委会主席冯德莱恩也表示，中国必须要改变不平衡的现象，说服欧盟值得达成这个贸易投资协定。峰会中，欧盟并向习近平提出了香港、新疆、西藏和中国维权人士等人权问题。那么在这方面，欧盟表达了严重的关切。针对港版国安法，欧盟要求中方履行对香港人的承诺和国际法，同时要求中国允许欧盟官员进入新疆、西藏考察，以及释放瑞典公民桂明海。欧盟在峰会当中花费这么多的时间来高调地谈论人权的状况并不多见。默克尔在记者会上坦承，习近平是由自己的观点来讨论人权，而在这次的视讯峰会中，双方在人权问题上并没有取得共识。习近平在会议中则提出了中方的所谓和平共处、开放合作、多边主义以及对话协商四个坚持。欧洲舆论认为这是老生常谈，但至少让中欧保持了基本的沟通管道，欧盟不至于一面倒向美国。这次会议基本上一如各方会前所预料的，并没有实质性的突破，但是我们可以看到欧盟方面的态度已经要比过去强硬可见，这是因为欧洲方面普遍的对中国已经提高了警觉性。而在这次峰会中呢，我们同时可以看到欧盟的官员以及欧盟的领袖在这件事情上面是的向中方传达了一个很重要的讯息，那就是第一欧盟将不再像过去一样那么会是以经济挂帅而忽略人权问题，而第二呢，则是中国要谈多边主义，那么这个多边主义必须要遵循国际的一个规则来落实执行。其他的重要消息方面，
在周二举行的发布会上，苹果总裁库克宣布了两条产品线的更新换代，苹果手表和 iPad。 新一代的苹果手表的推广重点是可以监视佩戴者的健康状况，如血液含氧量等。苹果还推出了 SE 版本的苹果手表，作为这一产品线的廉价亲民款。在专注用户健康的主题下，苹果宣布推出了自己的健身服务 Fitness Plus。这款订阅服务为用户提供专业训练师录制的健身课程。另一条被升级的产品线是 iPad， 包括 iPad 和 iPad Air 在内的款式迎来了外形和内核的更新。唯独没有被宣布的是往年的重头戏，新一代 iPhone。 苹果首席财务官梅斯特里曾在七月末表示，由于新冠疫情对供应链造成了影响，新款 iPhone 的发布日期会被延迟几周。
一项新的研究调查显示，自从新冠病毒大流行开始以来，美国有14个城市的家庭暴力事件急剧增加。
Everyone always says, "Oh, well, why didn't that person just leave? They must, you know, somehow like secretly this treatment." But the truth is, abuse is a cycle.
一个因安全顾虑不愿意透露姓名的家庭暴力幸存者说，这就像和一个定时炸弹生活在一起。
I finally reached the point where I felt that if I did not leave the marriage, that I would be dead within a year, either because he would have killed me, I might have committed suicide, or the stress of living in the situation was so severe that I would get cancer or something like that.
但那是大流行之前的事。他在办公室的全职工作以及能够和亲朋好友面对面的接触帮助他摆脱了危险，而现在由于新冠疫情，家庭虐待的受害者比以往任何时候都更难逃脱出来。
We see more abusers using COVID as a technique to hold power and control over their victims. So they'll either not let someone leave the house and threaten them, if you leave, you can't come back in because you'll have COVID, or not letting them leave the house in the first place.
What we've noticed is that we're serving the same number of people, but the situations are so much more dangerous. Cases involving strangulation, cases involving firearms, cases involving other weapons. We've seen a massive increase in these types of cases.
根据研究人员的说法，至少14个城市的家庭虐待事件出现了上升趋势。
We used calls made to the police during 2020, and then we compared them with calls during 2019, and we found that the increase was about 7.5% during March, April, and May. Most areas and most racial groups and income groups had similar effect sizes, and we found.Evidence of large increases for new households.
更让检察官担心的是，受害者，特别是未成年人，无法寻求帮助。
Children who may have been able to go to school and perhaps report what's happening in their home are now doing remote learning. So there's no opportunity to speak to that trusted adult in their school to let them know what's happening in their home.
但仍然有办法得到帮助。受害者可以打热线电话。他们可以向主管当局寻求保护令，还可以向名为出路这样的团体的治疗师通过在线联系。
We work on creating a safety plan to identify triggers, to identify, unsafe locations, whether that be, you know, if they see that their partner is becoming escalated, moving out of the kitchen, because that's where weapons can be.
这个幸存者说，痊愈是可能的，但需要勇气和耐心才能摆脱虐待的恶性循环。
These situations have a way of destroying your soul and making you doubt everything about yourself. So what I would say is be gentle with yourself. Don't think that there's something wrong with you if you got out 3 months ago and you're not walking on clouds. It takes a very long time. I'm still a work in progress, as we all are.
美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯，马里兰州切维查斯报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。